I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Hello, hello, my darlings. Welcome back to the show. It's a brand new week. I hope you've had a magical weekend. I definitely did. I think this weekend was maybe my most beautiful one. All year long. It was just a really particularly special weekend for me. And I hope whatever you've been up to this weekend, you've had at least a moment like that of feeling really anchored and grounded and just grateful to be alive. Now, today's Monday, so it's time to set a brand new intention. We're committing to a topic for the week. And I have spent some time lately thinking about how interesting and challenging it is that oftentimes in life, the things that make us feel really good, I mean, taking exceptionally good care of ourselves, committing to those practices and things that we know really serves us, both our physical well-being and our mental well-being and our emotional well-being, our spiritual well-being, all of those things, they tend to be pretty damn hard. Isn't that such a wild concept in and of itself, that the things that make us feel really good, they don't always come easy. It's not always the easiest choice to make. And an example of that is something as simple as moving our bodies, right? We know we feel our very best when we get some physical movement in as often as possible. So for me, I really know that if I have some movement in my day, my whole day turns better. My whole week, my whole life just elevates. And I'm not talking about like going to the gym for hours and hours every single day. If I have 30 minutes of movement in the day, I feel so good. If I work really intensely in the garden and I'm moving about throughout my day, or if I go and I roll out my yoga mat and I practice yoga for an hour, or I go for a 20-minute run, or I do just even that little thing, if I do that every single day, I feel better. I feel good in every area of my life. But then there are those days, and sometimes it's not just days, sometimes it's weeks, sometimes it's months, sometimes it's whole seasons of our lives, where just moving our bodies feels like an uphill climb, where it's just hard. And I have days right now, I'm in a really good flow where I'm running a lot and I feel so good running. I feel amazing after every single run. But then I wake up in the morning and the last thing I want to do is go for a run, even though I know I'm going to feel so good afterwards. I just don't feel like it. And I think this is the case with a lot of these practices that we have, whatever the thing is for you. Maybe the thing that's hard for you isn't moving your body right now. Maybe it's anchoring into stillness, and that's a hard thing. Maybe going to bed on time so you can get a full, long, nourishing night's sleep. Maybe that's a challenge for you. Or waking up early enough in the morning so that you have a little bit of space for yourself. Or maybe it's eating really good foods that really nourish you from the inside out. All of these things can be so damn hard. Self-care isn't always easy. Actually, I find that the discipline of anchoring into and committing to self-care is always going to be hard. And I would love to just have an entire week, or maybe more than that, to deeply explore that resistance that we sometimes feel to the things that make us feel good, and what it's like for us to stay disciplined enough in our own dedication to taking care of ourselves, to do the thing anyway.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
So our intention, and I really hope you resonate with this because this feels like a big topic for me right now. I have a feeling it's going to resonate with you too. Our intention this week I will do what makes me feel good, even when it's hard. This week, I will do what makes me feel good, even when it's hard. So take a moment right here, right now, just to identify the thing that currently is the hardest for you, but that you know makes you feel so damn amazing. For me right now, it definitely is running. I want to commit to it. I want to get some discipline around it. I feel so good, but it's so damn hard. And I really want to get over that resistance, or maybe not get over the resistance, but I want to learn how to feel the resistance, allow the resistance, and then do the thing that serves me anyway. Now, this is not the same thing as bulldozing ourselves or kind of adopting this very rigid mindset to, you know, kind of hold on really tight to everything and we have to do the same thing every day, no matter what. Of course, there is a huge level of flow in self-care as well, that we're going to have times where we have a lot of energy and we want to go for this thing, and then times where we need something else. So that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about kind of stepping on yourself and ignoring your needs. I'm talking about cultivating the discipline to commit to the things that really, really serve you. So for me right now, just getting out and moving my body and running as often as I can, it feels amazing. And that doesn't mean I'm going to run 10 kilometers every time, right? Sometimes it's just I go for 1 or 2 kilometers and then I have a walk and I get to be outside. But I put my shoes on and I went outside and I did the thing. And that's what matters. So this week, we practice that, cultivating the discipline to stay super committed to our own self-care and our own well-being. And I want you to identify what the thing that makes you feel amazing, but that's really hard for you actually is. If it's sleep, if it's food, if it's movement, if it's meditation, if it's something else, find what that thing is and then commit to doing that thing every day, even when it's hard. And of course, I'll give you some practices this week for us to explore what actually lies beneath all of this as well. I hope you feel really charged and really excited for this week ahead. There's something about setting this solid commitment right now that makes me feel really good. I'm going to run every day this week. What are you doing every day this week? Have a beautiful rest of the day. I'll be back tomorrow.